happening.
We don't mess around
when it comes to crapping and
chilling,
cause we don't stop women.
What's the buzz?
What's the buzz?
So check out these thoughts
that we put in together.
They're just our opinion.
This letter,
they don't represent
what's the buzz
or any of its sponsors.
So I'm Camille
and I'm Scott,
and we're What's the Buzz.
What an intro.
Oh, you just wanted to listen to it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That'll like motivate us all the time.
Mm-hmm. What direction would you throw gum if you had to choose?
Probably to my left with my right hand. Oh, wait.
At the house?
Here? Throw it. Oof. Swallow it.
I could reach over that garage.
Can you? Yeah, do it.
From sitting. I lied. Get over the fence, though. All right.
What's up, everybody? We're
Scott and Camille.
Scott and Camille.
Doing number 10.
Number 10.
Independence Day podcast.
Yeah, number 10. Imagine that. I never thought we'd come to 10. Oh, that's Camille's dog.
Ugh.
Super.
Great. Is he outside?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So 10 is... 10 is Trojana.
Yes.
That's episode 10.
10 is Trojana.
It's actually on location in my house.
Yes.
We're sitting at the back here, hanging out.
First time at the cabana. We're on the podcast.
Cabana. Reminds me of the cigar I'm smoking. Romeo and Juliet. Habana.
Is it?
Reserve, right.
Wow.
Yep, that's what I'm smoking.
That's what they call that. Habana's on the cabana. Number 10.
Hell yeah.
So, we're going to talk about receipts today?
What? Keeping receipts and throwing them out?
Oh, dang
it. I thought you could throw them.
I did, but we were looking for the sound.
So, no, keeping receipts or throwing them out, is that...
No. Like, before I came, I got some batteries. The wrong size. But anyway... And she gives me a receipt for the batteries I bought. And I'm just getting sick of getting receipts for everything. Because we don't keep those, you know.
Yeah.
Iced coffee, batteries, everything. Receipt. Why do they give you receipts?
It's annoying.
Enough. They just become litter.
But you know what? Sometimes I keep my... I save receipts that I get
for
business expense.
Yes.
Guys, ignore the fireworks in the background. It is 4th of July.
I feel like we used to ask, though. When I was at Cutco, I would always say I need a receipt, and they'd give it to me. Otherwise, I wouldn't get one.
Mm.
Now you just get receipts all the time.
When I worked at the tailor shop, when I was 14, 15, you had to hand write it. So
yeah.
It was a pain in the ass to write it. Like, uh-huh. You know, have to write it out. But
so you'd say, do you want a receipt?
But he made sure... He made sure it was... Well, yeah, you had to write it, because each article of clothing got a...
It was like a transaction.
Yeah, and it kept track.
That was
it was
records.
Like a tracking system
right.
For the clothes.
I wonder if you wrote the receipt and then put it in your pocket, what would happen?
Probably keep it in there. It would live in your... pocket for time.
Like if you did a bunch of work for like $140 and then took the money and then put the receipt in your pocket, where do you think the money would go? In the drawer or in your pocket as well?
I
found some receipts from there once, a couple times.
$140?
One time that was the amount, yeah. It's like, oh look, the receipt. And the money. I wonder what that meant.
Oh, my God.
I guess the world will never know. Yeah, that's just our topic, receipts. We don't like them. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week, same time, same place. And thank you for listening to...
Different place.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Yeah, okay.
Hey.
Depends.
It was kind of nice when nobody emailed us for a free shirt, huh?
Yeah. You know what I realized is... people get turned off after, like, during this, like, when this song comes up, People get turned off and they don't listen after that.
Really?
I think so.
So maybe we should save that for the end. Then they can just shut it off.
Yeah. I like the intermission though, but I thought it would be a good intermission. Maybe no. The commercials should go in the middle? No. Because commercials are like 10
right,
seconds.
If you leave it for the end, they won't have your commercials too.
10 second commercial.
I don't know.
Let's ask the audience.
Where do they respond?
Where?
On iTunes? They
no,
don't.
Podcast at WTBEntertainment.com.
Oh. Yeah, we get lots of mail. Boxes full sometimes.
Like Viagra, about Viagra. People are
excited about Viagra, spreading the word.
Yeah, our fans, they're like, email us, hey, there's a deal on Viagra on Cialis.
Speaking of Facebook, I was contacted by someone on my Facebook who used to be my friend and stuff. Still is, I guess. But I haven't heard from him in a long time, and it said, hey, random message. It was like, hey, haven't contacted you in a while, but I am now on my brand new iPhone, and check this out. I also make $300 a day. It was so cheap, all I had to go is to this website, and there was a link to click on that. I was like, yeah, so nice getting back in touch with you. Check it out. I make $300 a day. Remember to click the website.
And what was it?
I didn't click it. It must be another one of Facebook viruses.
Or some kind of
random thing, like what?
Network marketing kind of thing.
Yeah.
Click on it, and then, like, you can make that much, but pay $500.
But I don't think he sent this to me. I think it was just sent like a worm. Because it didn't say, like, what's up, Scott? How's the family? Nothing. It's just like, hey, I'm texting you on my new iPhone that I got, making $300 a day.
Oh my god, so random.
Yeah, I should respond. Hey, if you get another free iPhone, pass it over to me.
I won't click on the link, but pass it to me.
Yeah. Is iPhone Verizon or no?
Mm-mm.
AT&T?
Mm-hmm. Tell them not to call you because you don't want to waste
That's
your
right.
minutes.
That's right. I only have so many minutes because of Juliana.
Our topic today is how we're programmed to think and do things.
Yeah, responding to things, how to feel about things, like bestiality. Well, that came up a couple weeks ago.
If it was real?
No. How it's we're programmed to think.
Oh.
It's definitely wrong.
Yeah.
And sure, I agree that it's gross and stuff, but maybe it's not wrong. Maybe it's just...
Some cultures, it's okay to fuck a goat if you're horny. It's just a hole, if you think about it.
I don't know if there's a culture where bestiality is acceptable.
I don't know. It's like, either use your hand to jerk it, or find a goat.
A farm animal?
Yeah, goats specifically.
Not cows?
No.
Donkeys or horses?
No.
Sheep?
Because they're too violent.
Pigs?
Yeah, pigs, I don't know. You have to, like, go lower.
I don't know where the pigs' units are.
Well, they're short.
You can put it up on a table.
Yeah, it'll run crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
Goats are, like, perfect height.
Are they? If you're, like, short, I don't know, I'm pretty tall.
Well, you have a tall goat,
legs.
Then.
Tall goat?
You get a tall goat. Nice, sexy, long, tall.
Put it up on stilts.
Mm.
A goat on stilts.
Goodness gracious.
Speaking of Viagra, I would definitely need Viagra if I was to have sex with a goat. Because I don't think a flaccid one would do the deed.
Do you need the Viagra when you jerk it? No. So, with a goat, it's like jerking it. Oh, what if they invent this thing, right? Like it plays porn. You strap it on top of the goat, right? So you're watching porn as you're doing the goat.
Right.
And that's like, hey, you're doing the goat a favor. The goat's doing you a favor.
Well, I think the goat would get off.
I don't know. Even if not, you're still feeding it, giving it a home, petting it.
Would it have to be a female goat? If you have sex with a gay goat, are you a homosexual? homosexual bestialitist? Does having sex with a male animal make you gay?
I think no. No, because just having sex with an animal is fucked up.
Makes you bestialitous.
Yeah.
It must be
makes you a beast
term for that.
A beast. What the fuck? What the hell does that have to do with reprogramming? Being programmed.
Bestiality being wrong. Or just we're programmed that it's wrong. Like the next generation will be more lenient to homosexuals because they're going to be brought up that it's okay. It's more okay than it was in our generation.
Interesting.
What else? What do you think the program
is? Well, like different cultures have different... Shut up, Beanie! Okay, sorry. Different cultures have different... Like, they bring up their kids differently. For example, like superstition. Breaking a mirror give you like 7 years of bad luck. Or crossing a path of a cat, a black cat.
Right, or breaking a mirror.
Breaking a mirror. Or like...
Or crossing the path of a black
crossing
cat.
Crossing a black cat, or walking under a ladder. Yeah. Or even like breaking a mirror, 7 years. So, it's totally like
I wouldn't call that
thing.
Cultural.
Cultural, no?
No.
How about breaking a plate? Is that good luck or bad luck?
Neither. That's nothing. In
well,
my culture.
My culture, it is good luck.
Yeah. I thought that was a Jewish thing. They break dishes. Or Greeks.
They Jewish, Arab, same thing. They live in the same community.
Yeah, but if you're doing dishes and you break a dish, it's good luck? Or it's like, dang it.
Just breaking it in general. Or biting your tongue, that's good luck.
Right, accidentally biting it.
Yeah.
Not on purpose, then it doesn't count.
Right. Because that means you want good luck to happen. So, it's all freaking baloney. It's all generation after generation of, like, lying. But, this weekend I told my kids a story to kind of break the being programmed to think a certain way, to break that. From generation to generation. This is what I told them. I said, there are two twins who live different parts of the world, and they both do the same things. One day, they were both getting a plate out of the cabinet, and they both dropped it and it broke. One who lived in a culture or a country where it was good luck, it was bad luck to break a plate, got down on their knees and started crying. They cried for like 2 minutes. And the other one broke the plate and it was good luck in his country. So he got down and he's like, oh man.
Today's
and he was happy. Today's gonna be a good day. And I told him, like, it's all what you make of the situation, if it's good luck or bad luck. It's not what you were programmed to think or do. Right?
Yeah, that would be nice.
So I'm trying to break the seal and teach them differently from what I was brought up. What's
yeah,
one thing
you
that you...
Yeah, brought up that breaking plates was good luck, were you?
Yeah?
Oh. Yeah.
So what's one thing that you were brought up to think a certain way or do that you were stuck with all your life and you can't control it?
Christian guilt. Karen has it too. It sucks. Always feeling like you did something wrong. Guilty about something. That might be, by the way, our dad was more than a Christian thing though. Like always negative. You did bad. You could have done better. I'm a lot like that too. Braille's talented and stuff, but...
What do you say, like God's gonna punish you? For...
No!
What would he say?
Nothing. He would never, like, no praise. Always just like, could have done better. Should try harder, do better next time. I don't know. That doesn't really fit this cultural thing.
No, I'm not saying cultural. I'm just saying being reprogrammed or being programmed to think a certain way. And in your case, it sounds like you're definitely programmed to. I mean, your sister.
You can't change that, though.
You can't
change
it's
how
really
you react
tough.
To stuff.
It's really tough.
I can speak up. No, I don't think you can change how you feel anymore. I think how you feel about something. Uh-huh. It's just stuck with you. You can't change it.
Yeah.
You can, I guess, change how you react to it, but you'd really have to try hard. And it would be against how you normally are because it was so programmed.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so hard. Like patience. Ugh. I'm not patient. And you try my patience on purpose.
No, not on purpose.
Yes, you do. You told me you do that to people at work.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
How? Like what?
You're like, oh, I see this aggravates them, so I'm going to take my time. I'm going to go at my own pace. And if they get aggravated, then they should learn to be more patient.
And you stuck
like
with
that before. You said
it was probably
like
a situation.
That.
It's not. I don't do that all the time.
You do it every week.
But that's how I am. That's my culture.
Like, Camille, put Josh in for this. He's been here a long time, and I'd like to get him in because we like Josh. He's a good kid. And you're like, oh, all right. And it's like,
yes,
you know,
like, that's
there's
how...
3 minutes left, so you're like, all right. So you purposely won't do it right away. You'll wait. You're like, I got 3 minutes.
No, I don't.
I'm gonna wait on this.
You got it all wrong. That's how I was, like, brought up. Everything was, like... I mean, it's definitely a culture thing. Definitely a culture
Everything
thing.
Everything was what? Take your time?
Because I took a class. No. It's definitely a culture thing. Like, I was brought up. Everything's, like, you know... It's not fast-paced. Like, even with Kristen, it's, like...
how fast-paced life is. Yeah, well,
it is.
Brought up different
European way is like totally different.
Oh, I wish it was slower. It's so fast here.
And you have less stress, less everything.
Probably.
But no, I don't do it on purpose. It's just the way I am. And Kristen, like, she gets so aggravated with me because she's asking me a question and I answer her. Or I ask her a question and she answers me quick. And it's like, no, that's not what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Just take your time and think about the... But, yeah, we talked about this in college. I took a class, I don't know what it was, but they talked about that, how different cultures and how communicating is totally different in, like, Middle Eastern compared to here.
Well, the English
even
language
north,
is different.
Even the north, northeast.
Oh, my God,
is
I
way
know.
Faster than the south.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
You go to McDonald's and you're like, I'm like tapping my foot like, oh, my God, come on.
Oh, my God.
We were in there for like 7 minutes and I was getting aggravated. Even though it was air conditioned, it was nice. Everybody was super nice. Like, super nice. Like, way nicer than here.
Yeah.
But just waiting like, oh, my God, like, when am I going to get my cheeseburger? It's just slower there. And I admire it. It's nice. But
chill,
we
chill.
Weren't there long enough to get into that. We were still always like, come on. Like, we're CVS for cigarettes. And you're like, Jesus.
This is what my cousin does. Ready? I'll tell you. He wakes up, hangs out, has breakfast, goes to work, comes back at like 1 or 2.
In the
comes
night
back,
or morning?
1 p.m.
I mean,
1 p.m.
Afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, has a argile, or goes to the cafe, has a argile for like an hour
What's
or
that?
So. It's a hookah, the
okay.
hookah thing.
Yeah.
So hangs out, and then goes back to work, works till like 5, then he leaves, and then he goes eat dinner at home.
Alone?
No, with the family. And then they go out and to the cafe, or just hang out, and dude, they come back at like 11, 12, and it's every day.
Yeah.
It's like... Over here, we fucking go to work, come home,
like
clean
you're
up,
home,
and
you're
go to sleep.
Already thinking about what you're going to be doing until you go to bed.
And then you sleep, you go to bed.
Yeah, your whole day is packed.
Yeah. But
well,
there,
really,
it's like way chill.
We all watch TV, but we always say how busy we are, but we always watch TV and stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
So there, they're still busy doing stuff, but it's relaxed stuff.
Yeah. It's all like chill, hanging out.
Right.
Japanese are the ones are the only ones who have the highest living rate in the world.
You mean longest?
Longest, yeah. They live...
Life?
Life expectancy.
What? I thought they were super high pace, though. Quick, go, 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 do, do, do.
Man, I don't know.
Technology.
They're raves. Very... Right, yeah. I don't know. But they are, like, chill. Like, when it comes down to, like, eating...
See,
and sitting down,
I thought they were like the highest suicide rate culture too is Japanese. I thought
Chinese
because they're so restricted. They're not the women anyway. Maybe I'm just wrong. Totally. I talked about this week with somebody.
What, the Japanese?
Yeah, how they're so cultural. I forget that topic. I mean, forget that point of view. You see the Big Dipper, like, instantly when you see it?
Oh, yeah, right there, right?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. See, there are stars in Osaka.
Yeah, I know. Not as much. You still have that hazy light around the bottom.
Throwing everybody off.
There's a planet out, you know. We can see it, but I don't know which one it is. Venus or Mars. Maybe Saturn. I see it every morning.
Not Uranus?
I don't think you can ever see Uranus in the sky. Uranus is something you really never see at all. Unless you have one of those scope things at the doctor's.
It has to be like a reflective...
I don't know why you'd want to watch that.
Telescope. Reflective telescope.
To see Uranus?
Yeah. I think I saw that on the internet. I was going to buy it, but it was weird.
No, they have those things. They put it in your butt. On the camera. If for some reason you're awake and they let you watch, I don't know, people like to watch. I would actually like to be asleep while that thing's in there.
I think we have to do that when we're like 40.
No.
Yes.
There's a
colonoscopy.
13-year-old girl who has to, well, unless you have a problem.
Mm. Yep, colonoscopy. Good times.
I know a young girl needs that. That's
really?
Not one of my kids. Yeah.
It's rough, man.
Yeah, I'll find out if she's gonna watch it. But that's going to be tricky.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Can you watch
that's
that?
A cultural thing.
What?
Like, I'm very curious. And a lot of times I'll ask questions, and they're seen as inappropriate.
Uh-huh.
But they're not. I just want to know. Like, it's a 13-year-old girl.
Uh-huh.
So it's inappropriate for me to ask, are you going to be watching that on the video camera? Because she's 13, and she's a girl. Like, if it was a boy, it'd probably be okay. Why is that inappropriate?
Is it?
It's not. It just is seen that way. We go to Bermuda, right?
Yeah.
And everyone in Bermuda is black. And I'm dying to know why. Because I know, like, the Africans didn't sail there and settle Bermuda. I knew. Because they all had British accents.
Uh-huh.
So in my head, I'm thinking, maybe they're brought here as slaves. And then what happened to all the white-skinned people? So we're at a place at night. We missed the bus. Anyway, we're eating at a place, and the waitress comes over, and she's white. White lady, with an American accent. So I ask her why everyone in the place is black. Now, she lives there because she works at the restaurant, and she didn't know why.
She's from Bahamas?
Bermuda.
Oh.
No, she worked
Bermuda,
there. It must
Bermuda.
Have opened a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
She was American. She didn't know. So we get back on the cruise ship. And we're at the... I go to the bar, and the guy at the bar is black. And I ask him, and he doesn't know. But he works on the boat.
Yeah.
So anyway, long story short, next day, we're on Bermuda again. And we're talking to, like, some of the locals, the grown-up people.
Yeah.
And I ask the guy, how come everyone here is black? And he answered me. And he wasn't offended, which was great. And that's what he said. They were all brought there as slaves, and all the English left, all the British left them... So they're all there, and they take the island over because they're there.
How about Bahamas?
But people get offended when you ask that. Bahamas? Why are they black?
Yeah. Same thing
it's
you think?
Very hot. Dominican Republic's black.
Really?
And that's like a
they
part of...
They are white. Well, I don't know.
No,
Bahamas is English.
Black. British?
British, yeah.
British took most of that over. I guess Spain settled South America, Central America. Took that over, and then left it to them. The Bahamas have a British accent?
Yes.
I don't remember.
What's
it was
that?
Too hot. I couldn't focus on accents. I just wanted to get back to the either the the hotel or the ocean.
Where'd you stay there?
On the cruise ship. We didn't stay in a hotel there.
Went to the Sandals Resort there.
What's that?
Sandals Resort? Yeah, it's close to, I don't know.
Could you see Atlantis?
We did, yeah. We went down there. But Sandals is like an all-inclusive resort. Alcohol and everything.
Did you like it?
Yeah, we stayed there for 10 days.
It's
after
so
the
hot.
Wedding for our honeymoon. Yeah, it was hot.
Like, you go outside and just like instantly, I was drained. Like, oh, the sweat. Too much. The ocean was really nice.
We went there in September, so.
Still, it's hot in December there.
Right. I mean, ideally, it would be, if I were to go, it would be like January, February.
And their culture is what? Braiding hair for money.
Yeah.
Very, very, very pushy to sell you stuff. Where we were, anyway.
Yeah.
How'd we get off of that? Oh, because I was saying why it's rude to ask questions when I'm just curious.
That should be fine.
Yeah, depends on the person you're asking, I guess. I know. Well, I know Jasmine was offended when I was asking everyone why everyone there's black. She's like, stop. I was dying to know. And now I know.
Yep.
Bermuda was awesome. We're on the bus. And it was like 3:15. All of a sudden, we were crossing the island, and it's not that big. All of a sudden, all these kids get on the bus. And they're school kids. And me and Jasmine and Karen and Timmy are there, her boyfriend at the time. Just like sitting.
Whose boyfriend?
Karen.
Oh.
Just chilling out there, and then the bus fills up with black people. Black kids. All with British accents, all in uniforms. It was so cool.
Oh my god.
And they sit real close to you. That was different too.
Oh, yeah.
Like in America, we have our space.
Yeah, personal space, yeah.
No way, not there. Like right on you, like touching knee to knee and leg to leg, just squishing in. And they're comfortable with that.
Uh-huh.
And that's just so different. It was so awesome. I'd like to go there again. Or somewhere else different than America. And when I do go there, if you're listening to the podcast, look for me and don't be offended when I ask you weird questions. I'm just curious. I really, really want to know. Because it's so different than here. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to take over.
Sorry.
I hijacked the podcast.
No, I didn't. Going back to being programmed to think a certain way, my thing was finishing my plate. Every single grain in there. Even though I'm stuffed, I find myself like finishing the whole plate. And that's because I was programmed to completely finish my, like, eat everything on my plate and don't leave a grain of rice.
Because what? You were poor?
No. That's my parents made me eat everything.
What if you didn't like how it tasted?
Well, obviously, they gave it to me because I liked it. I don't know. I'd have to eat the whole thing.
We used to have to eat it if we didn't like it, too. And my kids, I don't make them do that.
Yeah, that's cool.
I never understood that.
I catch myself making the kids eat the whole thing, but...
What if they're full?
Yeah. And then I stop myself, like, oh, okay, here, all set. But kids, they don't like to eat anyways. They eat just 2 bites and then...
They just want to go play.
Half hour later, they're like, oh, I'm hungry. I want snacks. No snacks. Fucking eat your food.
Yeah. That bugs me.
So, yeah, trying to diet and stuff, it's so tough to... I don't know. And when you're hungry, you fill up your plate thinking, oh, I'm so hungry. I could eat this whole thing, but no way.
Yeah, but
it's
then
even
if
worse.
You wait half an hour and you're hungry again, you eat it and finish.
Yeah, if I can make myself do that, but it's so tough.
Yeah, but then you're still eating a lot. It's just broken up. It's still probably not good.
I guess the best thing to do is, like, tell the waiter, oh, could you cut half of it and put a doggy bag? Because I like to be a pain to waiters.
No, really?
I don't know. No, I don't say that.
I wouldn't go out to eat with you if you were a pain to waiters. I like to be nice to them.
After they make my food.
Right.
But
I wonder if people mess with your dad's food.
No.
Because he picks on them.
No, but he does it a nice way. Like, oh my god, the freaking, the, what was it, Okies?
Yeah.
When he was like, what
did he say? I just remember what he was saying. I don't
know. He told the girl.
Brielle was laughing. Oh my god.
He was like, oh yeah, he was like, he was telling the waitress, oh, how old are you? And he was like, how old are you? You look young. And then she's like, oh, I'm 32. No. No, I'm 32. You were 16. She's like, no, I'm 32, really. Freaking, oh my god.
She was uncomfortable. It's funny, though. He's very not shy at all with anybody.
And he always gets the hookup everywhere.
Yeah.
Because he asks. Because they feel bad, because his accent, I think. And he asks. But I find myself doing that a lot.
Playing like
not playing, but trying to get the hookup. And
by,
it works.
By playing like the dumb foreigner?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because I think he plays that at the same time.
Yeah, he does. Absolutely. And they fall for it. Like, just
he
like
plays
Borat.
Naive when I know he knows.
Just like Borat.
Borat?
How, like, he, you know, he goes out in public and does all this stuff, and people really think he's like that.
Yeah.
Like, hello?
So they kind of let him get away with it?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Did you see the episode on HBO when he goes into the redneck bar and does, like, a open mic night and sings about killing the Jews?
Oh, my God, yeah.
He's like, oh, my God. Such balls. And he gets every people to
every,
sing with him.
Yeah.
Everybody sing, kill the Jews. Kill the Jews. Because he's not doing it as like a Nazi. He's doing it as like a whatever Borat is supposed to be.
Foreigner.
Southern Russian country who broke away. Where is he supposed to be from?
Kazakhstan.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a made up place.
No, there was a place. And that country like boycotted his movie. Because he... Oh my
he's
god.
He's good. His characters are really good. Because he totally gets right into it.
Mm.
And once you're in.
Yeah.
He's in.
Yeah, he's a genius. Genius. Because he comes up with this stuff, like, right away.
Yeah.
And you have to. You have to come up with that stuff.
Yeah, you know how it is, though. Once he's in character, you're in. You flow. You're checking what? Alpine?
Wow. Oh my god.
Shit.
32.
That's not too bad. About 10 minutes. Although Nick did say, he's like, I listened to most of it, but I had to go. It was long. So yeah. And it was 7, unfortunately.
Pious number 7, oh yeah. Well, at least it wasn't 1.
I wish I had a better example of society thing.
Well, actually, we're gonna take a break and put the singer, which was Rose. Remember that one that she did? We recorded her a few, like,
18 weeks ago when she came?
Yeah. So we're going to play that.
How does Rose get on the podcast?
I don't know.
Does she even listen? I would say no.
I don't think Ian listens. I have to remind him. He said, oh, remind me. I got to check it out. So here's Rose singing.
Indigo Girls?
No, just singing. Was it?
I don't know.
Wow. I don't know. It could be.
I
all right.
So I like that song. Closer to Fine.
Enjoy.
Okay.
Don't burp into the mic. I told you she needs a punch in the chest.
I like fire.
Thank you. Rick and Rosa. I wasn't looking. Because what? Tabitha. Thank you, Rose.
All right. Good job, Rose.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Welcome back. So, yeah, so we're talking about the cultural...
Someday we'll say, welcome back to karaoke night, Rose.
Actually,
and Ian.
Oh my god.
Remember him?
Yeah. Good guy.
Sick a lot. Tom and Ryan come a lot. Well, yeah, I'd say a lot. Once or twice a month. They're fun.
Especially Tom's new tattoo, Mega Man.
I didn't see it.
No?
No.
Oh my god. Who the hell did I show them? Maybe Kristen? Yeah, Kristen maybe.
He really got a Mega Man tattoo?
Yeah.
That's funny.
It looks fucking awesome. The color and everything.
Where?
Looks like Mega Man behind his leg, the calf.
Oh, cool.
You know what I thought of? Maybe we should switch the ending with the beginning and the beginning with the ending every podcast.
Play the What's the Buzz song? Oh, open it with the song?
No. Play, like, this part would be in the beginning.
Okay.
Well, we started with the beginning and go at the end.
Why?
I don't know. Because I think the second part is always better, but people don't have patience.
That's always different. Like, number 7 started so slow, but then the last 20 minutes is, I liked it.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
But then 8 was just banging from front to beginning. And beginning to end, front to beginning.
From the anus to the mouth hole.
Mouse hole?
Mouth hole.
Oh, yeah. That covers all the bases.
So, so cultural things like some places, some countries, it's okay to marry your cousin.
Really?
Yeah.
It is?
Uh-huh.
Wow, I didn't know this.
It's very nice.
What country is okay to marry
your cousin? Kazakhstan. You marry your sister in Kazakhstan.
I think you made that up.
No, I'm serious. I know a couple who are cousins or married.
In America?
Yeah. Well, they didn't get married in America, no.
So they're gonna have a high risk pregnancies?
Of. No, I think that's baloney. No, no way.
It's not baloney.
It's baloney.
Maybe cousins not as bad as siblings, but. Absolutely.
Even siblings. You see these brother and sister
DNA rejects each other.
It can't.
Yes.
How'd they do in the Bible? God let them?
Who?
They had to have sex with their brother and sister.
Who, like,
to multiply
people?
The world. Yeah. God let them?
No.
He made it okay for
not
the
Not every
genes?
Single one is, comes out wrong. They must have kids like every year. I wonder if they lived to 900 years old, when did they get to menopause? Like halfway through, at like 350, 400 or 500 years old, or like
wait,
20
what?
Years before their old age.
Because that's what it said?
In Genesis and stuff, they lived that age till like the flood.
Maybe because they didn't have
that.
Maybe they didn't have like diseases?
Yeah, and they ate health fruit. I don't know.
From Garden of Eden?
Bogus.
No. Or maybe they calculated the years wrong back then.
Who knows? I don't know much about that.
Because you know how we age. We age like fucking. And actually, we're living longer than we did before. Because of all the medical.
All the medicine they shoved down our throats.
Yeah, make us live longer. To cash in on that.
To contradict all the preservatives and crap we eat, like drinking milk blood.
Oh, man.
This is really good iced tea.
So, blowjobs are illegal in. Some states? What were you saying?
Yeah. Blowjob, oral sex, and sodomy is illegal. I don't know in every state, I don't think. But definitely in some.
Uh-huh.
Is that a cultural thing? Like, why is that illegal?
I don't know. I don't think it should be.
Cause
what do you mean?
probably goes back to religious stuff again. Because most society is based on religious stuff from the at the very heart of it.
Yeah, but they shouldn't mix. I'm a huge believer of that. They shouldn't mix religion with
politics,
right?
Well, you can't control that. It just is.
Did I tell you about the... sorry, smoke in your face. Did I tell you about the... in Saudi Arabia? I mean, Saudi Arabia, the religion is the law.
Muslim,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Islam is a religion. So, basically, there was a brother and sister who lived with the dad. I don't know what happened to the mom. So, the dad left
stoned.
The dad left them, maybe. The dad left them, right? So it's just the sister and the brother. So he left them. The brother started raping the sister.
Oh.
For years and years. Until she was 21. And then she finally came out and told the police, okay. She's like, she went to police. She's like, okay, my brother has been raping me for blah, blah, blah.
So big mistake.
They open up the book and they're like, all right, who's your father? And she's like, well, he left us a long time ago. And I have no idea where he is. Okay. So in their book of law, it says the eldest brother is the guardian. Okay. Who's your older brother? He's the person who is raping me.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, well, what's the problem?
What?
Yes. Yes. And they couldn't do anything because that's her...
that's the law.
That's the law. That's why I don't think... Well, I mean, that's
so
not
so they
why.
Firmly believe that that's okay. So what makes it wrong? We're animals.
Yeah.
We're just animals. We
happy
like sex.
Happy 4th, y'all. We see some fireworks going on up there.
Those don't sound like Rhode Island fireworks.
Nope.
Fireworks are legal, but not really.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. I went to Walmart like a month ago.
Yeah.
And they had fucking fireworks everywhere. And I walked in like my jaw open.
Nothing that launches, though. Only things that burn on the ground and shoot sparkles.
For $50, they had packages for like $50.
You get a lot of stuff though.
That don't go up and down.
No, just sit on the ground and it spits sparks. And you got my sparklers. I don't know, they're fun, I guess.
So sodomy and blowjobs are illegal.
In America, in some states.
In some states.
Yeah.
What's sodomy? Is it like sex?
Sex in the butt.
Oh, anal.
Yeah.
Say anal.
Anal sex.
Sodomy. Make it sound so bad.
Well, that's what it's referred to. In the courts, they don't say you're guilty of anal sex.
How would they know you had anal?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe
they
I
check
don't
her
know
anus?
About it at all.
They're like,
with
let's
what?
See. Let's see.
Like, check the diameter?
No, like the telescope we were talking about.
Oh.
You can check your anus.
Yeah. Probably that's what they use.
Oh my god.
They launch her into space first? Or they just look at her butt with a telescope like on land?
No, it's the telescope with mirrors. And like, it's weird the way it's set up. I'll have to show you sometime.
I think someone did agree to be interviewed about Catholicism too, by the way.
Really?
Yep. Yes. So, we can get that one going.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a girl. A woman. And she is very...
Good or bad about Catholicism?
Good.
Oh, okay.
She's like a devout. Very open-minded. And always could explain it to me in a way that I understood. Which is hard to do. Because I have trouble understanding things. Very thick-headed, I guess.
Yeah, Catholic, I'm Catholic. Roman Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am.
We'll leave it at that. I'm atheist?
No, you're not.
What's atheist mean?
Atheist?
You believe in nothing?
You believe in yourself.
I believe in me. I am somebody. Atheist just doesn't believe in God, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no supreme being.
Right.
So you believe in yourself and you're a miracle?
I am not a miracle. I was an egg and a sperm. One in a million, baby.
Oh,
here I come.
Open up. Here I come.
Get ready, world.
Sweet.
And now I'm doing podcasts. On my way.
Oh.
And they're listening to them in other countries.
I don't know.
I think we're pretty big in, what was it?
Ukraine?
No. Chad, I think. Africa?
Yeah.
Big, huge following there.
We sound like we're from Chad, too. Like our accent.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of guns and stuff. Rebellions.
Mm.
Lincoln Woonsocket. You know in North Smithfield, the teachers talk about Woonsocket like it's like a wicked scum hole?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, Juliana gets offended. She's like, Woonsocket's not that bad.
It's not.
Like, it's scary. You can't walk the streets at night.
Oh, my God. Maybe Arnold Street. Even Arnold Street, there's nothing. I drive by there all the time. There's no hooker.
It's so long. One time?
Yeah?
Yeah.
No.
Remember Jeremy?
Yeah.
I guess we won't say his last name, but...
Yes, I remember.
We were driving, like, by box seats, and and the station wagon ran out of gas, so pulled over and parked. And remember where he lived? Like, on Olo Street or whatever up there?
Yeah.
We had to walk there, and he's like, oh, I'm not... I don't want to walk up through there, like, past box seats and Grossman's, and then across that green bridge.
Left. Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Take a right across the bridge and then up there. He was very scared, so he was like, we're gonna run all the way. And he was terrified.
Oh my God.
So we ran, and I ran way ahead. And he's like yelling, Scott, Scott! You're gonna bring attention to us. I'm running and running. Yeah, he was really scared.
Although he was the one screaming, yelling, Scott. He's bringing attention.
Like, he was terrified. Maybe I should have been, I just didn't know that the area. I still don't. I don't know, it was weird. A weird time. My Uncle Boomy came though and bailed us out with gas.
I think, yeah, that draws attention. You guys like right yelling and screaming. I think if you guys like walked normal, holding hands, everybody would have left you alone.
Right. Maybe skip.
Skip? No, that's too obvious. Just holding hands, normal, walking. That would have...
Interlocked fingers?
Interlocked. No, the other way. Interlock, that means, what's that, like going steady?
Yeah, like we've been together a long time and now we're seriously committed to each other. And there will be sodomy. Because we're
violent. Violent sodomy.
Forceful.
Like in Brokeback Mountain, where he rapes him in the butt and he accepts it. The other guy accepts it. Doesn't he? He didn't rape him, he just...
It was consensual.
Yeah, he was like really aggressive.
Which one rapes which one? The blonde?
Not Darko. Donnie Darko? What's that guy?
Donnie Darko?
Who played in Donnie Darko?
I don't know. You got Jake Gyllenhaal and the guy
who
killed
himself. Okay, who's
the blonde one? I can't remember his
name. Who's the good-looking one, the blonde one?
Oh, my God. How can we not know his name? I know it. Heath Ledger.
Yeah, he spits on his cock.
Oh, my God.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that movie.
He spits on it, and then he puts it in. And then they're like both like, I don't know, it kind of looked like rape initially. And then, but he accepts it. You know, the other guy like just gives him the ass.
That's nice. Did they hold hands?
No. And then after they were acting weird. Kind of like, you know, when you have sex with a girl for the first time and you haven't talked, like... You just have, like, sex, and then it's kind of awkward after that. You're like, oh, man, I wish I got to know her first before I...
No.
No?
No.
Oh, my God. Well,
unless the girl rapes me, that doesn't happen. I usually know them. I'm just bang strangers.
I'm not saying bang strangers. I'm, like, talking about knowing someone. Because when you date someone, it's like... You see him maybe once or twice a week.
So not anymore.
After a month, it's like
seems
a month
like
or two.
People who date now, they just freaking move in together right away.
Really?
Always with each other only. Yeah, that's what it seems like.
I don't like that. I need space.
Well, I'll know better next time.
That's if you met a girl, and you've been dating her for 2 or 3 months.
This is really long.
Would you? I know, but this is an important question.
Yes.
Because I'm curious.
2 or 3 months.
2 or 3 months, and you like her. She's awesome. Would you have her move in with you?
No, I wouldn't.
No.
It's different for me, though. I have kids at home. So there'll be no moving in like that.
Yeah, I think it's very important to have, like, space initially.
Yeah. I'll never have a girlfriend moving in, I don't think, when the kids are around. It'll have to be.
Moving in is like fucking, you want to marry the person.
Yeah. Just sleep over.
Like, you want to engage, getting engaged to that person. But moving in, that's hardcore.
Boyfriend, girlfriend moving all the time now. What are you talking about?
I know, but it's not, I don't know. I don't think it's right.
Marriage is a thing of the past. It's a fading art. Enough with the marriage.
Ugh. So if you met a yeah, I think if you met someone for like a few months.
Yeah.
3, 4 months and moved in together. No, that's bad. But if you're with this person for like a year and you like them a lot, and then yeah, that's fine. Moving in together, it's fine.
Has there been any sodomy?
I don't know. I guess if the girl accepts it. But that's like a deal breaker. If there's sodomy in the beginning, then yes, move in together. Sodomy and
say bring it on home.
No, just sodomy. Not sodomy and. Just sodomy.
Right.
Because that's like a deal breaker. Instant, like, marriage.
Oh my god.
Just like Brokeback Mountain. He
marries him?
No.
Did they move to Massachusetts?
No. Oh, man. All right, so let's close off here by
saying,
about
don't
being
be
programmed.
So programmed. Try to break off the programming.
Yeah, right. Good luck. Never. Once you're
you'd
programmed,
have to dedicate yourself to it.
Once you're programmed, the only way, I think, to get out of that is to be brainwashed. Or forget your past completely.
Or just be weak and meet someone who's totally opposite and just become like them. That happens too in relationships.
Yeah?
The weaker just becomes like stronger. Anyway.
The weaker becomes stronger.
No, the weak one just becomes like the other one. They can't help it. Grail's a weak one. She could be a leader, but she's a follower. So whichever friend she's hanging around with at that time, she's a much just like them.
But she can never, like, change her thinking.
I don't know.
You think if someone was brainwashed, completely brainwashed, would they go back to, subconsciously go back to what they were programmed to be? Like, finishing the whole plate without knowing it?
No.
That they were programmed?
No, you can break habits.
Fuck that, man. I cannot fucking break out of that. I've stuffed myself. I'm fucking full. I'm gonna pass out. And there's like 4 more bites. And I have to eat it. It's so bad.
If they offer you dessert, do you just have to say yes?
No.
You can say no?
Yeah.
Well, just don't get appetizers. That usually kills it. And then you get your meal, you're full.
You think that's what's wrong with America?
No.
I mean, the obesity.
Nope. I don't think they.
Because we're programmed
I don't
to
think
eat
they
bad?
Eat so bad, I just think we're so inactive. We're not active.
I think food is like an emotional thing in society.
How long do you want this? Sucks, huh?
Yeah.
It's already way too long, but we can go and go and go.
Just until we're done with this.
Food?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so fucked up. Like, in the early part of my divorce, never hungry. And I dropped massive amounts of weight.
Mm-hmm. Not,
well, like 50 pounds. And I wasn't huge fat. I was just big. Never, ever was hungry. So I never eat. And I didn't get sick from not eating. Why? Now, like, the depression part is gone. So I'm regular hungry again. So I put the weight back on. But it'd be nice to just
Some people, when they're depressed, they go to food to make them feel better. And some people, the opposite.
I guess.
Like you, when you're depressed, you didn't eat.
Didn't
feel the need to eat.
Never. I was like sickly skinny too.
So skinny.
Thank you. I don't eat. I wish I could not eat again. That was neat.
You think maybe because you were busy and didn't have time to think about food?
No, I don't think so. Just never was hungry.
So it's not like a bored thing? I'm bored. Oh, what do I do? Oh, I'll eat.
Oh, well, see, now I don't sleep. So I stay up late and I eat because I'm hungry again at like 1 in the morning.
Mm.
And then at like 3, I'll throw a bag of popcorn in. I'm hungry again. Or English muffin. Or a regular muffin with butter. Good thing we don't have milk ever, because I would eat lots of cereal. Cereal is delicious.
Yeah, I love cereal. That's what I eat, too.
Yeah, but we never have milk, so...
Just get that soy milk shit.
Ugh.
You never have to refrigerate it. Buy 100 of them.
As a backup plan.
As a backup plan. No, it's no lactose.
Yeah, it's got soy. Soy greases your insides, so then your poop comes out really fast.
Like soy has
fires out.
Soy
like a
has
rocket.
Estrogen in it.
Uh huh. Is that like electrolytes?
No, that's what women have.
Okay, I don't like soy much, I guess.
That'll make you sensitive, more sensitive.
Blood milk.
Actually, someone at work is gonna bring in raw. What do they call it? Raw milk.
I don't know.
It's like fucking, they don't pasteurize or put any crap in it. It's like fresh milk from the cow.
Right.
I'm gonna try that this week.
I wonder how that'll be. Thicker, maybe. Very thick, I bet.
Mm. Alright. Well, so how do we close this off?
We say, good luck breaking out of your societal mold.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are curious and they have questions. Don't get offended.
And if you want to break out of your societal
mold,
then move to another country.
Yeah. And become like them.
Hmm.
All right. Mail sparking up.
Yeah, I lit it up again. Alright guys, thanks for the podcast. Thanks for the podcast.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th. Happy 10th episode.
Hooray independence. While being slaves to our culture.
Yeah. But you know what?
What?
We're lucky we live in the USA. Because there's other countries out there that don't have the freedom we have. And don't have the...
It all matters.
Actually, the freedom. That's very important.
Yeah,
Americans, and we're very lucky.
Including myself, we don't realize how lucky we are, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Foreigners seem to appreciate it a lot more.
Yes, I do. So, happy 4th. Happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
And happy birthday, Carrie, yep.
And again next week, and the week after, and the week after that. And maybe the week after that. I don't remember. Good night, everyone.
Night. Slow computer? Problems getting your home or office network set up? Viruses? Laptop or your desktop not booting up? Whatever your problem may be, Support Visions can help. Visit us online at supportvisions.com, or you can call us at 401-229-2281. What's the Buzz Entertainment? Offering DJ and karaoke services for bars, clubs, weddings, and private parties. Call us at 401-742-3452 or visit us online, WTBEntertainment.com. You can also find us on Facebook. What's the Buzz Entertainment?